3 minutes before 7 o'clock is the time, and let's get another report on traffic, this time brought to you by Amoco and its independent dealers.
At the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, inner loop of the Beltway slows just briefly at 295, but apparently that right lane is quite rough this morning. I don't think there are any potholes there, but all the patches make it difficult to traverse westbound on the Wilson Bridge. At least all three lanes are usable. Northbound on 295 at the Fire Training Academy, today the work zone is on the right. Two lanes asked to shift to the left, and beyond that, the pace northbound on 295 is very smooth up to and across the 11th Street Bridge, and westbound on the Southeast Freeway with no delay toward the outbound 14th Street Bridge. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway, we're slow from before the pedestrian overpass to the merge with South Capitol Street, slow through the two lanes up on the Frederick Douglass Bridge. Northeast Washington, Kenilworth looks good. Inbound on New York Avenue, moderate to heavy traffic at the signals at Bladensburg Road in West Virginia, Montana. The lights are open, the lanes are open there at the traffic lights. Northbound on 95, the Shirley Highway, through the Springfield area, light to moderate traffic, but the sunshine almost painfully bright. Every hill crest northbound on 395, at least as far north as Shirlington. David's been checking the accident downtown on Constitution.
Tow truck has just cleared all lanes of westbound Constitution at 3rd Street Northwest. As soon as the police officer moves his car to the far right lane as you head westbound, all lanes will be open. Dave Statter for WTOP Traffic.